This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. 4 minutes left till halftime in Boston. The Celtics up 39-30 over the New York Knicks right now. New York has that 1-0 lead in the series. We'll see what happens at the end of this one. Talking about some NBA and Pelicans basketball, I see Jimmy from Gretna on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. What you got for us tonight, Jimmy? How's it going?
Hey, how y'all doing?
What's up, Jimmy?
Yeah, look, we got bad wind today on the West Bank, but we're resilient people. We'll be back. And, yeah, some parts of Marrero got some pretty bad wind. So anybody listening, they're already getting the streets all cleaned up. They said the power's out in Marrero, some parts, and prayers for some of them. Some lost their fence and some of their roofs. So I don't know if a tornado touched down or not. But, look, let me say this. Oh, and, Charlie, listen, you're invited to come tailgate with us up in Hattiesburg. This weekend, UL Raging Cajuns, they're coming to Hattiesburg. Southern Miss and UL, I want to get your take on that. And, you know, look, we've usually had y'all's number in football, but now you got this this Howard kid, Jamie Howard's son, I think it is, as y'all's new quarterback. I think y'all got a better quarterback situation at UL than Tulane losing TJ Finley. And he's back in the portal, by the way, because his situation is still not clear. But I wanted to say something about the Pelicans. Like Steve said, Joe Dumars, one thing that stuck out to me in his some of his recent talks and press conferences and whatnot is he said, if you look at the NBA playoffs right now, most of the teams have two bigs and heavy loaded. We're going like to the old school, like Joe Dumars back with the Pistons. You had Dennis Rodman and Bill Laimbeer. The front courts are prevalent in the NBA again, you know, and Willie Green having played a lot of small ball, it seems like, you know, whether due to injuries and no choice or, you know, by voluntarily choosing that direction from a coaching standpoint, what do y'all see us doing next year? I mean, assuming Zion's here and healthy and, you know, the emergence of Carlo Mackovich and Yves Misi, do you see, with Joe Dumars in charge now and him saying that, do you see us going bigger up front going into next year?
So the NBA is different than the NFL, Jimmy, and you know that you always go best player available in the NBA draft, regardless of positional need. You know, there's some different outliers. But, like, if you're picking in the top three, which the Pelicans could potentially do, like, it's a coin flip if they're going to land in the top four or not. You're not going to reach on a center if you have a better wing or a guard available.
For sure.
So, like, let's say you get the number two pick, right? And you don't win the Cooper Flagg sweepstakes. You're taking Dylan Harper, the point guard from Rutgers, because he's the number two player in this draft class. You're not going to reach on Kamen Malawach, who's maybe like the sixth or seventh best player in this draft class. But if you're picking at six or seven or somewhere like that, sure, we can start having that conversation about drafting another center. I understand, you know, what he's saying about two bigs. You've seen it a couple times throughout the playoffs. I know Minnesota's got a couple of bigs with like Naz Reid and Rudy Gobert. Houston had that famous two big lineup with Steven Adams and Alperen Şengün. It's throughout the playoffs. You'll see teams run out multiple bigs in different lineups. At the same time, if you're the Pelicans, you're not really in position to draft just a center just because you want to get a second center. You're looking to take best player available regardless of where you land. And hopefully that's going to be in the top four.
And you have Olynyk, Missy, and Makovic available to you.
And I think Carlos showed some good things too this past year. You know, he was one of the bright spots towards the end of the season when he got more opportunities. I like Carlo. Kelly's going to be, you know, an expiring for the Pelicans next year.
I love what he did last season, though. Came in and immediately made his presence felt for this
team.
Yeah,
I agree. And then Misi is your building block center of the future.
Yeah.
I think that you can expect continued development from him as well. So I don't think center's as pressing of a need. It was interesting to hear Dumar say that. At the same time, I think they clearly go best player available with their draft pick. Real quick, though, going back to the Sun Belt and my Cajuns going to Hattiesburg this upcoming weekend.
Road trip for Charlie.
Yeah, no, listen, we'll see. They've been playing good ball late, as Jimmy kind of alluded to. 7-2 in their last 9 Sun Belt games, so they're picking it up here late at the end of the season. But after a slow start, Steve, the only way my Cajuns get into the postseason is by winning that Sun Belt tournament.
Good luck to them, Cajuns, Charlie.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.